Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
And now with the opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading we gave. The overnight opens at 849 in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 483.5, up 3/4 on the open September, 493.5, up 2. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 371, down 1 on the open September, 387, down 2.25, December, 408, down 1.5, March, 423, down 2.5 on the open. July corn opened at 232.5, down 1/4 on the open September, 243.75, down 1/2, December, 258.5, down 1/2, March, 269.75, down 1, July, 286, down 1 on the open. July oats opened at 203.75, up 1.75 on the open September, 203, up 2. July soybeans opened at 587, up 3/4 on the open August, 593.5, up 1/4, September, 599 down 3/4, November, 612 down 3/4, March, 629.5 down 2.5, May, 633 down 2.75 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 178.30, up 20 on the open. August, 179.50, up 60. July soybean oil opened at 24.43, down 1 on the open. August, 24.62, down 5. Over at the Merck, August feeders open at 113.45, up 25 on the open. September, 112.95, up 5. October, 111.92.5, up 27.5. June live cattle opened at 81.85, up 10 on the open. August, 83.40, up 15. July lean hogs open at 74.52.5, unchanged on the open. August, 70.75, up 22.5. October, 61.40, up 47.5. December, 57.60, down 5 on the open. And July pork bellies open at 130, up 42.5 on the open.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I hear crackling in my headphones. I suspect that some thunderstorms may be developing over here in Champaign County. You seeing rain over your way yet?
We had rain here, oh, maybe half hour ago or 45 minutes ago. We had a pretty good storm go through, but I'm not too sure it, you know, gave us that much moisture, but it did blow and it did storm for a few minutes anyway.
Let's look at the markets technically. The July corn now at 233, up 1/4. It looks to me like that we were searching to see of a 68% pullback from the May high to on the December basis is in the cards, but maybe it's feeling a little bit more like a 50% recovery might be in traders' minds. Are you thinking that we might try to push up to that 50% retracement level?
Which would be what?
In the December basis, up to 270.25.
Not right away. I think we'll have to kind of see how this thing plays out over the next few days. But the market had a pretty good hit, pretty good decline, a lot of liquidation. Marketers oversold. We're going into a government report that has the potential of, you know, showing some surprises, and I think it could go either way probably. So I think what you're seeing here is the market consolidating somewhat. For the most part, though, I think corn is in a liquidation mode. So I do think price strength will see some long liquidation, at least at this point. Yesterday was just one of those, you know, where oversold technical conditions finally took hold and gave it some stability.
If we're in a liquidation mode, in your mindset, then is the March lows of 249 and a quarter in play?
Over time, I think we have to kind of see where we're at on the acres. We have to see whether or not this rain kind of materializes. That's kind of in the forecast, depending upon which model you look at. But, you know, it all depends upon what kind of yield you want to put on this corn. I mean, the last 2 years, you know, we saw 161 or so nationally 2 years ago. We saw, you know, right up against 150 last year when you had half of the Corn Belt kind of in somewhat of a drought. For now, basically, the crop looks better and is in better condition than what it was a year ago. So, you know, depending upon what kind of yield you want to put, if you want to put 150 to 155 bushel yield on this corn, we got some downside pressure. If you want to put 145 on it to 150, then, it still has some downside, but not necessarily as great as something above the 150 level.
Would you say that the trader's mindset set is closer to the 155 than the 145 at the moment?
No. I think there's a lot of hoping going on. I mean, I think the market is somewhat confused. I don't think I think for the most part people are probably wanting to use maybe 150 bushel yield. Some of these crop scouts that look at crop rating levels kind of feel that maybe the number might be, you know, 152 or 153, but we'll have to kind of, you know, see. I mean, the key here is probably going to be next week's acres report, whether or not acres went up one or two, if at all. I do think, though, that USJ's harvested acre is probably low, so there's probably room for some upward adjustment in harvested acres, even if the planting number would stay the same.
Soybeans, we look now and we see that the July at 589.5, up 3.25. The Noves at 615, up 2.25. Tomorrow options, the July options go off the board. Looks like there's a lot of open interest at the $6 strike. Is that going to have any impact on the market?
I'm not too sure it's going to have a lot of impact. I mean, usually the market has a tendency to gravitate toward where the one that has the most open interest. So, you know, it may be somewhat supportive to the market to maybe try to rally up to the $6 level or something like that and make you know, the puts somewhat worthless at this point. But, you know, soybeans are fine in support. We had a pretty good crush data here, and they're finding underlining support on ideas that, you know, next week's report is going to show an acreage reduction from USJ's intention numbers. And while that still maps out an adequate supply scenario, anytime you kind of tighten supplies officially with a government report, that offers underlying support.
Thank you much, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Taking a look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for parts of northern and central Illinois and all of the northern half of Indiana until 2 o'clock central time. Today in the north and central sections, considerable cloudiness with scattered showers and thunderstorms, some severe. In the south, mostly sunny during the morning, and then a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered thunderstorms developing during the afternoon, and highs ranging from 82 to 92 degrees tonight. In northern Illinois, becoming partly cloudy, elsewhere mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible, lows ranging from 57 to 72 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at wiloag.org.